Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We're going to talk about photography and the upcoming, apparently, ban on photography in New York City. But first, to the phones and to Jamie Togiso in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Jamie. Jamie Togiso? Jamie going once? Maybe this is James. I'm sorry, maybe I've got the wrong name. James in Kentucky. Okay, well, he's gone. Maybe we'll try him back in a little while.
That's a bummer. I've always really wanted to talk to Jamie Togiso.
He is entertaining.
Put him back on hold, and we'll check back with him. How about that? In the meantime, to the New York Times, Julia, where apparently there's some pretty outrageous new laws about to surface in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Some tourists, amateur photographers, even would-be filmmakers hoping to make it big on YouTube could soon be forced to obtain a city permit and $1 million in liability insurance before taking pictures or filming on city property, including sidewalks.
Why would you need a $1 million liability insurance policy for taking pictures?
It doesn't say.
In case your tripod tips over and causes a car accident?
New rules.
In case someone sues? I would assume this is about privacy. So
no, it's about government property, as I understand it.
Which, where can you go where there isn't government property?
In New York City?
Yeah, right. The roads are owned by the government. New rules being considered by the Mayor's Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting would require any group of two or more people who want to use a camera in a single public location for more than half an hour to get a city permit and insurance. The same requirements would apply to any group of five or more people who plan to use a tripod in a public location for more than 10 minutes, including the time it takes to set up the equipment.
Wow.
This doesn't affect a whole bunch of people, but the people it affects, it really affects. There's a lot of people.
$1 million?
There's a lot of people out there that do, street performances. You know, they fancy themselves professional photographers, all kinds of people that this is going to affect.
Now, this could affect anybody. The ACLU, according to InfoWars, has pointed out that there's no distinction in the wording of the rules that excludes non-professionals, and it would be down to the discretion of the police as to who to enforce the rules upon. So really, it's just a matter of do they like you or not.
Well, it does say if you're going to use a camera for 30 minutes or more.
But what they do, and they're really good at doing this, is they make the laws so vague that if, like Ian says, if they don't like you, they can just throw the book at you. The assistant commissioner of the film office said the rules were not intended to apply to families on vacation or amateur filmmakers or photographers. Nevertheless, the New York City's Liberties Union says the proposed rules, as strictly interpreted, could have that effect. This group also warns that the rules set the stage for selective and perhaps discriminatory enforcement by police.
You better believe it. If you look respectable, they'll probably leave you alone.
I've never seen enforcement by the police that isn't selective and discriminatory.
Yeah. These rules will apply to a huge range of casual photography and filming, including tourists taking snapshots and people making short videos for YouTube, said Christopher Dunn, the group's associate legal director. And if you think about this, New York is a humongous tourist attraction. People love to go to New York City.
They love to take pictures of the same old buildings that have been photographed a million times.
Right, you could find a picture of the internet. That's probably of better quality.
Yeah.
Mr. Dunn suggested that the city deliberately kept the language vague, and that as a result, police would have broad discretion in enforcing the rules. In a letter sent to the film office this week, Mr. Dunn said the proposed rules would potentially apply to tourists in places like Times Square, Rockefeller Center, or Ground Zero, where people routinely congregate for more than half an hour and photograph or film.
Mm.
The rule could also apply to people waiting in line to enter the Empire State Building or other tourist attractions. The rules define a single site as any area within 100 feet of where the filming begins. Under the rules, the two or more people would not actually have to be filming, but could simply be holding an ordinary camera or talking to each other.
Wow, and so as long as a cop sees you with a camera, and you still have that camera, what was it, 30 minutes later, then they can arrest you.
Right.
If you don't have a permit.
Correct.
You don't have to be using the camera?
No, holding it.
Just holding it and being within 100 feet of some sort of tourist attraction, which New York City is full of tourist attractions. The rules are intended to set standards for professional filmmakers and photographers, said Ms. Cho, Assistant Commissioner of the Film Office, but the language of the draft makes no such distinction. So this is my problem with this, is the rules are always intended for something great, right? But
well, I don't
it doesn't
know if this
work
is great
that way.
At all.
Well, I agree. It's not great. But they always
oppression.
Make excuses for
yeah.
what the rules are supposed to be about. But it never works that way.
Sure. They're always interpreted much more strictly than they were originally written. And inevitably, government will tighten down. Even if it is interpreted loosely in the beginning, that'll change over time. And what does it cost to get this permit anyway? And how long does it take? That's what I'm curious about.
So if you want to go on vacation with your family, you have to contact the permit office in New York City months in advance and get a permit.
That's if you're planning on, I guess, milling about taking photos or holding a camera in your hand, yeah.
I just won't go to New York City. I'll go to Toronto instead.
Yeah,
although
well,
you need a passport now to get to Toronto.
Yeah, you will next year, that's for sure. You know, Mark, when we were in New York City, we were driving over a bridge, and there was a sign on the side of the bridge that said, there's no photography allowed.
Can't take a picture of the bridge.
Right, so this is just, this is yet another crackdown. This is yet another escalation of the level of repression and oppression going on in New York City. They already had rules against photographing certain things.
And
now they're
expanding
it.
Businesses, I mean, I'm sure some have already left and said this is it for us. But at some point, the communism is just going to be so stifling. This, you know, the level of a government intrusion in New York City is going to be so stifling for the employees and the people that own the companies. They're just going to say, you know, we're going to start looking for someplace new to have the headquarters.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them at all. In fact, to the InfoWars article, given that camera crews are routinely threatened with arrest for filming peaceful demonstrations and the fact that cops have been caught stealing protesters' cameras in the past, the new ruling does not bode well for photographers and independent reporters. Just think about this. You know how often cops lie. We talk about cops lying almost every single week here on this show. Just bad cops doing terrible things they're not supposed to do. Now, with these rules in place, they say that it's illegal for you to be in an area and be filming or taking pictures or even holding a camera for 30 minutes of time in that area. But how are you going to prove, like, let's say a cop comes up and he doesn't like the way you look, right? Because mm-hmm. that's what it is, right? They, for whatever reason, they don't like you, and they don't want you taking pictures.
I don't know if it's necessarily about color or what it's about, but if for whatever reason they've decided they don't like what you're doing or what you look like or something. There's something they don't like about you.
Right, so let's say a cop comes up to you on the streets of New York City. You've been maybe standing in a line somewhere for 5 minutes, and you've got a camera in your hand. And the cop comes up and says, I'll be needing that now. Thanks very much. Do you have a permit? And you say, what? Well, of course you didn't know. Who the hell would know about this? Families visiting New York City are not going to know mm-hmm. about this. And many journalists aren't going to get wind of it. But nonetheless, let's say the cop says, where's your permit? Of course, you don't have the permit. So he says, well, I'm going to have to seize that camera. Well, you can't withhold the camera from the cop. He's got a gun on his hip. So he's going to take your camera from you. Even though you've only been standing there for 5 minutes, you're going to say, you could say, even if you knew about the law, you could say, officer, I've only been here 5 minutes. I've got 25 more minutes that I can stand here before you can arrest me. And he'll say, oh, yeah? I'm going to need that camera right now. And then what are you going to do? All your evidence, if you had been recording for just 5 minutes, is on the tape that he just confiscated from you. And it's, again, your word versus his. So they can totally do whatever they want to do. And totally, they could just say, you were here for 30 minutes because we said so.
You know, maybe they like the camera. Maybe, you know, who knows? I mean, we've seen evidence that the cops in New Orleans were stealing stuff during the Katrina disaster.
Yep.
So you're saying cops don't steal?
You better believe
they're
they
just normal people, and some of them are going to take advantage of situations when they see the opportunity. Are you saying that the enforcement isn't arbitrary of this? What if Mayor Bloomberg was out taking a picture? I think Mayor Bloomberg could stand on the corner of any corner in New York City and use a camera for the next week, and the cops
You're
wouldn't say
right.
anything to him. Why? Because it's about favoritism.
I bet you an off-duty cop would be able to as well. Just flash his badge, and they'd walk away from him. And so they could just literally take whatever cameras they want to take. In fact, you know what they could do? They could just take your camera and not even fill out the paperwork. That wouldn't be too hard either, right? They
what
don't have to
give
them,
do about it?
Don't give them the badge number. Don't fill out any paperwork. Just say, you're in violation. I'll be needing that camera now if you don't have a permit. I'm going to let you off with a warning and confiscate your camera. You can come down to the station and try to get it back. But then again, there was no paperwork filled out, so no one's going to believe you when you claim the cops stole your camera. Anyway, the door's wide open for this crap in New York City now. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. Itty in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, bulletin board system included. There are almost 250,000 posts there for you to surf around through. Over 1,500 people interacting, lots to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? The answer, very little. But the Prometheus Institute
ReadPI.com is looking to change that by implementing practical and innovative solutions to today's most pressing policy issues. Visit ReadPI.com today. That's ReadPI.com. Just a few more thoughts on this developing situation in New York City. You had read an article from the New York Times, and I just pulled it up during the break because I wanted to find out if these new regulations that they were talking about that are going to severely restrict the amount of photography, both still photo and videography, that can go on in the city. It's pretty chilling, pretty scary. Basically saying that if you've got a camera in your hand for more than 30 minutes at a time in a 100
feet from any tourist attraction.
Was it just tourist attraction? No, I believe it is any area of where filming begins. The rule defines a single site as any area within 100 feet of where filming begins, and you cannot use a camera in a single public location. So it does not appear to be anything having to do with tourist attractions. It says here that it's you cannot take pictures or film on city property, including sidewalks. So as long as you're on city property,
which is everywhere, especially in New York City.
You cannot film in New York City without a permit and $1 million in liability insurance. Now then, I thought to myself, okay, wait a minute. Maybe now it says the title of the story is City May Seek Permit and Insurance. So that tells me, okay, they haven't actually passed these regulations yet. They're considering them. But what I found most interesting was that the new rules are being considered by the Mayor's Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting. So there's no city council deciding these new rules. It's an existing bureaucracy that's essentially creating its own legislation. It's the old story, Mark, of you create a bureaucracy, and then the bureaucracy gets to write law for itself.
Essentially, it makes its own rules and decides what those rules are, the people that have to follow. And then essentially the bureaucracy is writing the law, interpreting the law, and the legislators that originally came up with it aren't.
Yes, this is very amusing. It says here the film office held a public hearing on the proposed rules yesterday, but no one attended.
Hmm.
Do you really think that photographers just don't care enough about their own business to not attend the proposed ruling? Or maybe they just understand that the city's going to do whatever the hell they want to do, and it doesn't matter if they show up.
Or, I don't know. How do people find out about this stuff?
That's a good question.
Maybe they announced the meeting at 5 p.m., and it was supposed to go on at 6 p.m.
or maybe they took out a classified in the legal section and this teeny little box in the newspaper that's supposed to alert people to this. So the bureaucrat in charge of the office, Ms. Cho, said the office expected to publish a final version of the rules at the end of July. They would go into effect a month later.
They're not wasting any time.
So, and by the way, they say that the draft rules say the office could take up to 30 days to issue the permit. They expect it will be issued in 24 hours, but it could be a month.
And the permit's free.
For now. It is
for
free.
Now.
For now.
Because I can just see this happening. You know, well, we're getting so many permits in, and we have to hire more bureaucrats, so, well, we're going to have to charge a little now. And then people are going to have to pay, and, God, it's just another way for them to collect money and get in your life and be such a pain.
But, so the permit is free, but what is, you get arrested, do you get a fine? What's the fine? Or do you just get arrested?
Well, they're going to take your camera.
Right.
Yeah, that one you can pretty much guarantee. I don't know. It doesn't say that here. But we can look back to May 2005 when Rakesh Sharma, an Indian documentary filmmaker, was using a handheld video camera in Midtown Manhattan when he was detained for several hours and questioned by police. During his detention, Mr. Sharma, who happened to be of a non-white shade, was told that he was required to have a permit to film on city property. According to a lawsuit, didn't they teach you in school that city property was community property, and we all have a right to use it?
Doesn't it? It sort of has that feel to it. I mean, well, I'm a taxpayer. I've paid for this park building, this government building, this municipal bridge, this whatever. I should have a right to use it. Well, no, you need a permit.
Yeah, not so, says the government. You must beg for permission. According to a lawsuit, Mr. Sharma sought information about how permits were granted. So, as a documentary filmmaker, he said to himself, all right, I'm in New York City. There's probably some damn rules I'm going to have to follow. So he looked into it. Hmm. He took the time in advance to try to discover if there was a permitting process. This was back in 2005. So he wanted to find out how they were granted and who was required to have one, but found out that there were no written guidelines. Nonetheless, the film office told him he was required to have a permit, but when he applied for the permit, the office refused to grant him one and would not give him a written explanation of its refusal.
Incredible.
As part of a settlement reached in April, the film office agreed to establish written rules for issuing permits. Mr. Sharma could not be reached for comment yesterday. So, there you go. I mean, hello? Can anybody still look at the... Anybody living in New York City look at themselves in a mirror and convince themselves, tell themselves they're living in a free country? Really? 1-800-259-9231. Neil in California, to the phones, to the fun. You're on Free Talk Live. Neil, what's on your mind?
How's it going, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight a few points. I mean, essentially a ban in a roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it applies to city property. You know, people have always been under the delusion that the city property is public property owned by everyone. But they just fail to mention that it's nonsense. It's the state that owns it. They, you know, the state that's in power that owns it. The people there really have no say with regard to what they can and cannot do on that property. Secondly, I just wanted to say an excellent solution to the problem would be having the sidewalks and the streets privately owned.
Yes, that would be an excellent solution, but in New York City, not a very likely one anytime soon.
Anytime soon, yes.
But yes, I mean, in anywhere else that wants to go private with their roads and sidewalks, I think that's a great idea. It'd be a great way to keep the cops out of your neighborhoods and that sort of thing. It'd be wonderful.
Yep, just wanted to throw that one out there.
Thanks,
for you.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it.
What about cell phone cameras?
If it's a camera and you have it in your hand for more than 30 minutes, you can be subject to arrest and prosecution in New York City. So, there you go. 800-259-9231. Let's go to... It is Justin in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin?
Hi, nice to meet you guys.
We haven't met yet.
First time listening. First time listening. And you really run the gamut of government intrusion issues. I appreciate that.
Well, there's no shortage of government intrusion issues to cover, that's for sure. What's on your mind?
Well, first, going back, I have one quick question about the doctor who was molesting the... We're not necessarily molesting the children, but having...
Yeah, because molestation is a term that implies that the sexual advances were unwanted. It
correct.
Seems to me they're using the term abuse, but they're not using the term rape, and you're talking about this HIV-infected emergency room doctor who was luring 15-year-old boys to his apartment or house or whatever and then having his way with them, apparently. But again, it wasn't coerced or forced, otherwise he'd be charged with rape. Oh, we'll bring it back. You can ask your question at that point. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free, no No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. All the features on our site. We give them away, and those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about, wiki.freetalklive.com. And did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's keepyourassets.net. As we return to Justin in Texas, Justin listening apparently for the very first time, so congratulations on that. And he had a question in regards to a story we were covering earlier in the show about a perverted emergency room doctor who managed to seduce apparently some young boys, when I say young I simply mean 15, to his house and then had his way with them apparently, even though it apparently was not a rape case. It seems like the boys knew exactly what they were getting into, but nonetheless, he was brought up on charges of child abuse and child pornography. So what was your issue?
Okay, so let's take the age out of the equation for a minute. And if the doctor knowingly had HIV, couldn't that be considered victimizing or even abusive behavior?
I would consider that attempted murder, actually. I mean, I would be surprised. I'm surprised they didn't charge him with attempted murder, because if you've got HIV and you're engaging in, I mean, they didn't go into the explicit sex acts that he performed with these boys, but, I mean, let's presume that there was some sort of transmittable sex act going on, then that wouldn't that be like attempted murder in that case?
Right. The article alludes to the idea that the age difference was the victimizing or the abuse. And not that I'm condoning that at all, but I think the real issue of victimizing and abuse should have been labeled with the HIV.
I agree. Good point.
Well, I feel like it's your responsibility to make sure that you're sleeping with clean people.
Yeah, but if you know you have HIV, and, I mean, if you don't know it, then that's one thing. But if you know you have HIV, if you've been diagnosed with it, then at that point you are putting someone's life in danger knowingly. That's premeditated murder, in my opinion. Mark, is the resident...
You're liable for not...
As the resident convict, what do you have to say to that?
That's absolutely... It is, in fact, attempted murder.
Yeah.
Be careful who you have sex with.
Well, that's much just the case, for sure.
Yeah.
Justin, any other thoughts?
Yeah, let's go to the camera issue in New York. I heard about that today. Absolutely frightening. I think it sets a real precedence for, being in New York, it sets a precedence for the entire United States.
Well observed. As we've seen over time, when one government comes up with an awful, tyrannical idea, it usually inspires other governments to do the same thing. So look for it soon in Miami and L.A. and everywhere else.
Well, yeah, combine that with the new government regulations and on the public access channels.
And what are those?
I've been seeing it on my local channel here in Houston, but I know they are cutting funding and reducing the fees of what it would cost to hold those stations in the cities. And it seems to me that they want to funnel your thoughts and ideas through the regular cable news networks like CNN and Fox News.
So wait a minute. You're saying the local government in Houston is cutting the funding of the public access channel, and you're saying that is some sort of conspiracy?
Well, I mean, I'm saying when you look at that in combination with the other way that they're, you have senators right now talking about that talk radio is a...
Yeah, they are throwing around the old fairness doctrine idea as if they're trying to bring that back. I don't know if that's going to come to fruition or not. But in regards to the public access channel, you might just want to talk to your city commissioners about that one, because public access channels aren't federally regulated, as I understand it. They're sort of individually decided based on the locality and the rules that they want to set. So that would be a local Houston issue. And then again, then with public access, you come into an interesting situation, right? Because as a libertarian, I am naturally opposed to coercive force, and I'm opposed to taxation, and so therefore I'm opposed to this sort of, basically what they do here is they add in a percentage to the cable bill, and they take that percentage and it goes to the public access station. Well, everybody who has cable has to pay that tax, whether they like it or not. Obviously, they don't have to have cable, so they could avoid the tax in that way, but it's still coercion.
An indirect tax. So.
Yeah, it's still coercion, and I have to be against it, but at the same time, I also see... that public access channel is being a viable opportunity to get the pro-freedom message out, and I would seem to be remiss to just let it sit there and not utilize it. So that's kind of a bit of a libertarian quandary, I think, for some people. Some people could say, well, you're not principled because you're utilizing the public access channel. Well, you know what? I pay $5,000 a year in property taxes. Damn, if I can, get some access to some video equipment for that $5,000, why shouldn't I? Why should I just let that money sit out there?
Right.
They took it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thanks for the call, Justin. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Call us again sometime. So do you see that quandary, Mark? Some people could hold us to the fire on that one.
Yeah, they could.
But look at all the good things we're doing.
You have to work within the system that exists.
Is that utilitarian?
It is.
We're doing good things with the public access channel, even though it is stolen money?
The only way you can make liberty work in today's society is utilitarian. Sorry, it's some variety of utilitarian or
right.
another.
We have to spread these ideas, and the fact is that channel...
You have to leave your house.
That channel's going... What are you talking about?
Don't you think it's somewhat of a compromising of libertarian
to
principles
use the roads?
To walk down the road?
I see what you're saying. Yes, you're right. You do have to do certain things in order to live, obviously, and in order to get this message out effectively. If you've got a public access channel in our area, in plenty of places, I'm sure there isn't a very large audience, but in where we live, the public access channel is huge. It's unique because it's a smaller area. There's 25,000 people that live in Keene, New Hampshire, and so there's not an actual local commercial television station for people to watch. So this is pretty much the only way for any sort of locally produced content to get out there. And so it has a decently sized audience. And so if we don't utilize that tool that's just sitting there, then someone else will.
Right.
If the liberty-oriented
people... In fact, people, they are.
Right. If the liberty-oriented people aren't on there with their own shows, then the socialists are going to get around to getting on there with their own shows. Now, luckily for us, the socialists move a little bit slower than the liberty-minded people, and we've done a pretty good job of getting pro-liberty programming on there, and I think that's a valuable resource. Use it as long as it's there. I, as a libertarian, eventually would like to spin it off and have it be completely privately funded. I think that'd be pretty cool, right? I don't want to shut it down necessarily, but let's see if we can get it privately funded. That would
can
be
you imagine a privately funded television
public access
station?
Channel? Yeah. All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, I believe, Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Vince.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Greg, what's on your mind?
Actually, you guys brought up something interesting right now and about using publicly funded cable stations, or like you were talking about, the guy that bought your house used a loan from the federal government or something
like
that.
Yeah, it looks like that's fallen through those, unfortunately. But yes, your point. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. The thing that you guys aren't noticing is that it's not that you guys, the people using the public access channel, it's not like you're taking the money. The money's already stolen. The money's stolen. There's nothing wrong with stealing money from thieves. You know what I mean? As long as
you mean, you're not stealing it, you're just sort of getting back some of it, basically.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's another way to look at it. But even if it was stealing, I mean, who cares? You know, go ahead and do that too. It's the same thing with the roads. It's not like you're using someone else's money. The money's already been taken and spent on the roads. Nothing you can do is going to get the money back that was taken. You know, so there's absolutely nothing wrong with using public facilities or anything like that in terms of being principled libertarian.
Fair enough, Vince. I appreciate that. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, actually, the reason I called was I wanted to talk about private schools. You guys had a pretty in-depth discussion about the other day. And Mark made an interesting point that was people don't understand. They think in the current, you know, public school paradigm, they think that private schools have to be like that. And so, of course, it's going to be really expensive. But the problem is with private schools now, there's so many regulations and restrictions on them, you can't really get any innovation. So
if you can expound on that a little bit, hang on. We'll bring you back. 1-800-259-9231. What are some of those regulations that the private schools have to deal with? What are the hoops like that the government puts up for them to jump through? And we'll talk to George and Mac and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. Readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Using generic brands and clipping coupons may be ways to save that make sense, but when I come back, I'll tell you a way that cutting corners will cost you.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Cutting corners when driving can be expensive. Here's what I mean. When turning left, it's tempting to meander into the intersection. Point your wheels left and hurriedly turn at an angle across the perpendicular center lane without giving right away to oncoming traffic. Uh-oh, that's a no-no. According to data published by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, failure to yield when turning left occurred in 78% of fatal two-vehicle crashes at traffic signals. Another study reveals that 30% of bicycle-related accidents are caused by over-anxious motorists at crossroads. So wisely, spend time at intersections. Flip coupons, not corners. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, we might have enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll. Free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And on that site, you'll find a lot of features, and you will notice that they're all for free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at Amazon. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Make sure you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, because then once you shop in their 41 categories of products and you check out, a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. Now, it doesn't say that on checkout, so you just have to trust me. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, anything you buy, we get a percentage of.
As the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to d2z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio. D2z.org.
All right, to the phones. Let's go back to, it is Vince in California. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Vince, you wanted to cover some of the regulations that private schools have to deal with and why some of these regulations are bringing costs up for the students there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like, you have to have certain facilities. You've got to have, like, all your teachers have to go. I live in California, so I don't necessarily know if, like, in other states, but we have to go. I'm not a private school teacher, but private school teachers have to go through the same BS accreditation process, like at a college where they learn a bunch of useless information about how not to teach people. You've got to have counselors and psychologists and nurses and, you know,
nutritional stuff. You have to serve certain types of foods and, you know, not have peanuts or God knows what.
It's probably the worst in California, too.
Yeah. And, like, my vision, like, what I would love to do, I'm an educator myself, okay, tutoring center, and I'm not ashamed to say that I'm way better than any of the teachers at our local high school. People pay a lot of money to work with me, and that's after they work for 6 hours with these people down at the high school I'm by. But anyway,
gotcha.
What I would love to be able to do is open up like a school, just a small school, run it out of my house for like 5 or 10 kids, and then have the kid like have some connections with some local businesses, and have the kids afterwards go and work some local jobs to pay off their own tuition.
You can't. Yeah, not only can you not do that, but I mean, like a school would be required to do all the things that a business would be required as far as you have to have let lit exit signs. You have to have a bathroom that's available to handicapped
right.
people. You have to have ramps everywhere. I mean, God knows what you would have to do just to run a school out of your house. You simply could not run a school out of your house.
Right.
Because of zoning rules and all that other stuff. And I mean, 100 years ago, just 100 years ago, we were educating kids in wooden one-room schoolhouses that had steps. And
they were better educated.
You know, just all kinds of things. There's no way we could educate a kid under those circumstances now. My God, they might get a sliver in their finger from a wooden desk.
Exactly.
What a nightmare.
It's a tragedy.
Well, Vince, the only real solution is to get up to New Hampshire, move as part of the Free State Project, and fight for educational freedom. Hey, there's no future.
I'm still trying to
miss
my wife.
Yeah. Oh, that's always the tough part.
It is.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, and let us know how it goes, Vince. Thanks for the call. Right. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Because educational freedom ain't coming to California anytime soon. Let's go to Montana and talk to Mac, listening on KGEZ. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, everybody.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about this law the bureaucrats are trying to shove through in New York, you know.
Photography ban?
Yeah, well, you know, they already got free speech zones.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to start making it, you know, where only the accredited reporters will be able to report on anything. And we all know that all they do is get a handout from the National Press Club, and that's all they report on. Every newspaper in the country runs the same story. Nobody ever investigates anything.
Well, even the reporters in this case are having to get permits in New York City if they're going to be shooting for 30 minutes.
Yeah, like Michael Bloomberg's reporters aren't going to have to, Michael Bloomberg's reporters are going to have to run out there and get their, who's going to pass on that?
Right. I mean, of course, his reporters will get them out of hand. They'll have somebody who works there, you know, that gets the permits for them. But it would be it'd be that guy that would put it on a website somewhere, do his own personal blog or something like that. He would be the one that would be without a permit because either he didn't know or it's just too much of a pain. They have 30 days to get back with you.
They just refuse it. They just refuse it. See, all they're doing now, what they're doing is do not like the fact that the internet is working and people are getting the news and the real information. There's a true awakening in this country going on.
Absolutely.
And they don't like it. This country does not like it.
Yeah, well, the government loves to control. They don't like the idea that information is becoming easier to access, it's free, and that really bugs them. I think that's an interesting spin on it. I'm glad you brought that up. Did you have any other thoughts?
Well, no, I just think, you know, I mean, when they start taking, you know, when they make us have free speech zones, and then they bring up stuff like this, that means they're going to start control. They want to have control of the media again so that the people will only see one side of things, the government side of things, and you won't get to see the truth anymore. Right now, you're getting to see a whole lot of truths out there. You're getting to hear about a lot of bad things, and there's an awakening going on, and every turn in the government right now is to try to turn it back around so that they can control things again.
You're right. They want their control back.
A little bit of control.
They are threatened. You're absolutely right, Matt. Great call. Thank you for making it. And just look at what he pointed out about the First Amendment, and he did it so well. I mean, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting. We're okay on the religion thing so far, even though the president, even though the government, federal government, is giving tax dollars to faith-based charities, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, which they've done with the free speech zones, or of the press, which they're now doing with the photography regulations in New York City, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble. New York City has had assembly permits for a long, long time. That one's been gone forever. And the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The We the People organization has found out that that's just not even in existence anymore. It's been decimated. The First Amendment, completely torn to shreds. Of course, the Second Amendment's been torn to shreds, too, as the Fourth, and we could just go on and on.
If you've got to get a permit to protest, do you have the right to protest?
Of course not.
You've got to get a permit to own a gun.
If they can turn you down for that permit for a gun or for a protest or whatever, then you don't have the right to it.
That's right.
That
it's a privilege.
It's not a right.
Right. It's a privilege.
They're granting it to you if you ask for a permit.
Which means
that's
you're
what a permit is. It's their frickin' permission. If I've got a right to own a gun or I've got a right to protest, then you can't give me permission to do it.
That's correct. And it's really sad.
When did we just go to sleep on this one?
It's been decades. I mean, it's taken a long time. Somebody could argue that, you know, after the Civil War was really when things started going bad in this country, and it's just been getting progressively worse and worse. It seems to be happening at an increasing clip, or maybe it's just that we're noticing better because information travels faster now. I don't know. Nonetheless, we need to continue with the calls. Let's go to George in Florida on the Amplifier line. George, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I got three quick things here. Number one, I don't know if you heard about this PSA Health story, your favorite kind of story, Ian.
Okay.
where this 50-something-year-old lady had a butter knife and come through, and because it was serrated, they took it away. But then they wanted to charge her with a $500 fine, and they wanted to put her on a terrorist watch list.
Wow.
For having a butter knife, a serrated butter knife?
Butter knife, yeah, and then she got mad and goes, man, what is it? What about a constitutional right? And the spinner was like, you don't have any constitutional rights when you set foot in the airport.
Yeah.
No joke.
What do you say to that, you know?
Tell me about it. I mean, one of my supervisors found out, he said he should have got fired. I was like, really? But, you know.
Are you still working for those guys?
Hey, huh? I'd rather have a guy like George on the inside than have to deal with the creeps that I've dealt with there.
You pulled something like that? Hell no.
No, of course you wouldn't. Of course not.
I mean, I want to, like, serrated edge, come on, I have my own butter knife taken from me like that, the serrated edge.
Oh, man.
But I never got, you know, that kind of treatment.
George, we're short on time. Where are you in Florida? What did you want to tell us about down there?
I'm in Miami at this swinger resorts libertarian, because I just found a good... Because I'm at a clothing optional resort.
So you're walking around naked, George?
Not at the moment. I'm heading back there. I was just went out to dinner.
So you have been walking around naked?
Yeah, I figured, hey, you know, you got to bring your girlfriends down. Come on down. What do you think, Julia? You want to come down to a clothing optional resort?
I've been to Miami, and I really don't like it.
All right.
I'm sure the resort is very nice.
I'm sure
it's probably on Miami Beach.
I have been to a nude beach before.
Have you really?
Yes.
Were you naked?
Yes.
Wow. How old were you?
20 or 19.
Okay. All right. George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy your vacation, okay? 800. Oh, wait, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. We shall return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Mark, you and I, we're going out to Freedom Fest here in Keene tomorrow. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello.